we learned Erev in Daf Chav Zayin, the very beginning of the third parak of Maseches Erev, and the Mishnah says, "Bechol ma'arvin u'mishtatfin, a person can make a shetuvei mavuos or an Erev with any kind of food, with only two exceptions: mayim and melech. One is not allowed to use water. One is not allowed to use salt. Water and salt are also the exceptions. What you're not allowed to use ma'aser sheni money to spend on. You're supposed to buy food with ma'aser sheni money, but not water and salt. Also, if a person takes a neder that he's not going to have mazon, mayim and melech are not included in that neder." So the Gemara comments on this that Amar Biyochanan, they made them in a klal, so I feel makam shnerba b'chutz. That whenever a Mishnah gives us a klal, it gives us a rule, you're not allowed to derive anything from that rule, even if the Mishnah gives a list of exceptions, because we assume that any list of exceptions is an incomplete list, that there are more exceptions than the Mishnah is telling us about. So the Gemara gives three examples of where we have a klal that ain't made them in a klal. First, ain't made Amar Biyochanan, I'm sorry, firstly is the rule of kol mitzvei shazman grama nashim chayav. Women are patur from all mitzvah shazman grama, but there are exceptions to that. Matzah, simchas yom tov, hakel. Women are obligated in those, even though the mitzvah shazman grama. The reverse of that rule is shaloh azman grama, echad nashim, echad nashim chayavin. When it's not time bound, both men and women are chayiv, so there are exceptions to that also. Talmud Torah, pruravu, pidyon haben. Women are patur from those, even though they are not zman grama. Second, there's a rule that kol shazav nisa lav tov. Anything a Zav is carried on, but he doesn't touch directly, remains tar, except for things that are meant for lying or sitting, and a person who carries a Zav. So here too, there's another exception that's not mentioned, and that is the part of the saddle that the rider holds on to is also tame when the Zav rides it, even though he doesn't sit on it directly. The third example is, B'chol ma'arv is our Mishnah. B'chol ma'arv nu mishtatvin, chutz min ha'mayim v'ha'melech. Our Mishnah says, an Erev can be made with any food except for water and salt, but there are other exceptions. Kameinu pitrios, if you have mushrooms, truffles, those are also exceptions to what you're not allowed to make an Erev. Those are also things you're not allowed to make an Erev out of. Hakol nikach because of meiser. The Mishnah then went on to say that you're allowed to buy any type of food with meiser money, meiser sheni money, except for salt and water. So the Gemara discusses, what if you have salt and water together? So one opinion holds that if it's salt water, then it becomes a little more chashuv. That can be used as an Erev, but not as Maiser Sheni, not for Maiser Sheni money. And another opinion holds that together you can even use Maiser Sheni money to buy salt water. Salt water is so chashuv that even though Maiser Sheni is a din d'oraisa, so it should be pretty strict, nevertheless you're allowed to use Maiser Sheni money to buy salt water. So the Gemara asks, on the Shita that allows buying salt and water together with Maiser Sheni money, that there's a braisa that allows buying fish brine because it has some fish innards or fish fat mixed in, but apparently the fact that it has salt and water alone wouldn't be enough. It has to have some pieces of fish mixed in order to be able to spend Maiser Sheni money on it. So why is it that we say that salt water you're allowed to spend Maiser Sheni money on? So Gemara says, no, we only allow using Maiser money to buy salt water when some oil was mixed in as well, because the money paid for the mixture is considered to be bahavla'a. All the money for the three ingredients is assumed to be included in the price of the oil, and that's why you're allowed to use Maiser Sheni money for that. So frankly, how do we know that you can pay with Maiser Sheni money for non-food that goes together with food, utilizing the concept of Havla? Who said that this concept of Havla works? So you can take Maiser Sheni money and buy something that has both food and non-food together. So Ben Bagbag explains that the examples that the Torah gives of foods that you're supposed to use Maiser Sheni money to buy teach us this exact rule. It says bakar to teach us that the hide of the animal can be bought together with the meat of the animal. Uvatson teaches that the wool of a sheep can be bought together with the meat of the sheep. Uvayayin teaches that the bottle of wine can be bought together with the wine itself. And Uvashechar teaches that the temed, which is made from the water and grape seeds, can be bought with Maaser Sheni money also. So Rabbi Yochanan says he's able to explain why the pasuk has given me every single one of those examples except for bakar. He doesn't see what bakar adds that we would not have known from the other examples. And therefore he said, Man de Matargan li babakra, libe de ben bagbag, mavilna mane babastre lebein masvasa. He says, if anyone would be able to explain to me, according to ben bagbag, why bakar is necessary, I'd be indebted to him, I'd carry his kalim to him for him to the bathhouse. Then the Gemara tells, Maiko mifli rabbi de ben gadish rablazar, vani tanay del kaman. What's the basis for the machlokas between those who hold that you're allowed to use meister sheni money to buy fish and possibly even fish brine, and versus those who hold you that you're not allowed to buy fish with Ma'aser Shehem money. So they argue how to interpret situations where the Torah gives a very general phrase and then a particular example and then another general phrase. I mean, the Torah says, V'nasata ha-kasev b'chol asher tava nafshecha. That's a generality. Ba-bakar, u-va-tson, u-va-yayin, u-va-sheichar. That's very specific. U-v'chol asher t'shalcha nafshecha. And that's very general again. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish from Blazer used the concept of riboy u-miyut, which understands that the psukim include everything with just one small exception, so they include even fish. Whereas the other Rabbanon used not riboy miyut riboy, but klal u-pradu klal, which is one we're a little more familiar with from saying it every morning, that understands that the psukim only intend to include things that are very similar to the specific examples that are mentioned in the pasuk, which are all things that are nourished from the ground. It would exclude fish, because fish are not nourished from the ground. That's the base chazar of Daf Chaf Zayin.